Well, it looked like the Dow was going to rally big time today. It looked that way. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving here in the United States. So thanks for being with us. Also today, will it be the last holiday season for Sears? Some say yes. Wells Fargo says they don't want to pay up. What's that about? We'll tell you. Slower growth for the United States? It is something many think you can count on. Oil, OPEC, and West Texas. It's quite a story. Somebody at Amazon is telling all, and it ain't pretty. John Deere missed earnings expectations. Those stories, the markets, and we're going to introduce you to some young men who are helping small batch whiskey distillers get some traction. Danny Strabel and Sam Hoyle join us to talk about their startup. It's called Rackhouse. I love saying the name, Rackhouse. It's all coming up here on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. Remax Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
It is the day before Thanksgiving here in the United States. Happy Thanksgiving Day to you. We're going to be starting with the basting and the baking and all the carbs here. Pretty soon, those of you in Canada, of course, have already had your Thanksgiving. No matter where you're at, we hope that you have a happy holiday with friends and family and just enjoy those carbs. you know what we're talking about. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby on Twitter. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, it looked for a time today that the Dow was going to pull it out and have a good day, but that was dashed in the final moments of the trading session today. But stocks did advance just a bit following several really, really bad days for technology. The tech shares, which make up the popular FANG trade, that would be Facebook, Amazon, Alphabet, Netflix, and Google, have been under pressure recently. Through yesterday's close, they were all down by more than 20% from their 52-week highs, and that officially means that they are in a bear market. The sharp decline in tech helped send the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all down by at least 3% for the week. We will check all the numbers, up-to-date numbers, in just a bit. You know, Sears has been around for 133 Christmas seasons. I remember as a kid getting the Sears Christmas wish book. You know, us kids, we would pore over the image in what must have been a 2.5-inch thick catalog. You know, those were heady days, and they are long gone. And there are some thinking that next year Sears could only be the ghost of Christmas past. The problem for Sears is getting its vendors to provide it with the inventory it needs to attract shoppers to the roughly 400 Sears and Kmart stores it plans to keep open. Vendors had been reluctant to ship goods without being paid cash up front, worried they wouldn't be paid at all. Sears' most recent financial results suggests it might have difficulty securing the products it needs, and empty shelves don't do much for confidence. Sears' chances to avoid Toys R Us's fate aren't looking very good. A year ago, Sears reported holiday quarter sales that plunged 16% at the stores it was keeping open. Customers avoided Sears and Kmart, rival department store chains like Macy's and Kohl's, and even troubled JCPenney all reported improved holiday sales season last year. Well, we should know more soon. Hold on. Well, according to court documents and people close to the issue, Wells Fargo is fighting to shut out some customers from a sweeping plan to compensate about 600,000 drivers it pushed into car insurance they didn't need. The faulty insurance program ran from 2002 to 2016, but Wells Fargo has told the federal judge overseeing the case the bank intends to compensate drivers forced into policies only from 2005 onward, leaving 3 years out. Wells Fargo's reluctance to compensate all drivers contradicts its pledge to help every customer who was hurt, and that could intensify scrutiny of the scandal-plagued bank. Tim Sloan, Wells Fargo's chief executive, told lawmakers just last year that the bank was, quote, working diligently to make things right for every customer who was harmed, end quote. Yeah. You remember that Reestablished commercial? Yeah, that one. Major firms this week have been releasing forecasts for next year, and both Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan see growth slowing to below 2% in the second half of next year. But at the same time, the two firms expect the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates four times, while other economists believe the Fed may have to move at a much slower pace. It's a mixed bag, and everybody is wondering how long before we hear the R word, you know, that old recession word. Juiced by tax cuts this year, the economy's performance peaked in the second quarter and is expected to lose steam next year, with growth slowing to a crawl and a recession possibly looming. Other headwinds? Stock prices are now flat for the year. After a near 9% decline in the S&P 500 since September, more than 40% of the stocks in the S&P 500 have seen at least a 20% decline, and that means they've reached bear market levels. At the same time, credit spreads have widened in both the high yield and investment grade corporate to 2016 levels. So we share all of this stuff for you just in case you've run out of stuff to worry about over the Thanksgiving holiday. Texas is about to give OPEC a major headache. Next year, when Permian producers in West Texas iron out distribution snags, adding three pipelines and as much as 2 million barrels of oil a day to the U.S. oil production system, OPEC, it would seem, is in trouble. The U.S. energy surge presents OPEC with one of the biggest challenges of its 60-year history. As Saudi Arabia and its allies cut production to keep prices higher, shale is going to thrive, and that robs them of market share. But because the Saudis need higher crude prices to make money, well, OPEC can't afford to let prices fall. What are they going to do? In between the old rock and a hard place, it looks like. Well, somebody over at Amazon is creating a stir by telling about working conditions at a distribution center, and it could get ugly. An anonymous Amazon worker has been writing a column for The Guardian about the working conditions at Amazon's warehouses or fulfillment centers. The column is titled Amazon Diaries, and it's going to publish every other week. The insider described various worker injuries, listing things from blown backs and bulky knees that go ignored by management. There's discrimination, he says, or she says, and an emotionally toxic culture within the system. Now, it's far from the first time reports have emerged of poor working conditions at Amazon. British journalist James Bloodworth went undercover at a fulfillment center and told Business Insider the atmosphere was like a prison. He said he came across a bottle of urine because workers were under such pressure to meet targets they would often pee in bottles to save time. Amazon, of course, refutes the charges. Deere & Company today reported a fiscal fourth quarter profit of $784 million. On a per-share basis, the Moline, Illinois-based company said it had profit of $2.42. Earnings adjusted for pre-tax gains came to $2.30 a share. Now, the results missed Wall Street expectations. Analysts had expected earnings of $2.44 a share, so they're 14 cents off the mark. Deere shares have fallen 11% since the beginning of the year. Speaking of stocks, we thought for a while that the Dow was going to end the day higher. But when the bell rang, the blue chips were just below the flat line, erasing what had been a 200-point gain earlier in the session. Facebook shares rose by more than 2%, while Amazon gained 1.9%, Apple was up 0.6%, and Alphabet climbed by 2%. What happened was Apple didn't hold its climb from earlier in the day, and that brought the stocks further down. European equities rose today as well. The Stoxx 600 index, which tracks a broad swath of European shares, rose by 0.7%. France's CAC 40 gained 0.6%, while the German DAX climbed by 1%. On the retail front here in the United States, Foot Locker shares surged by 15% after the company reported better-than-expected earnings on yesterday's report. Its same-store sales, that's a key metric for retailers, also topped analyst expectations. Other retailers like L Brands and Office Depot rose ahead of Black Friday, one of the busiest shopping days of the year here in the United States. In economic data, durable goods orders, those fell by 4.4% in October. That was more than expected. It also marked the third decline in the past 4 months. It's something to watch. It's a key metric. Meanwhile, weekly jobless claims rose to more than a four-month high last week. Another thing to watch. At the bell, the Dow was just below the flat line and ended the day at 24,464. The NASDAQ was up 63 points or 9/10 to close at 69.72, and the S&P 500 was up by 3/10 to end at 26.49. Gold, well, that gained $4.90 today to $1,226.10 an ounce. Oil gained $1.05 to $54.48 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note 3.06%. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk small batch whiskey with Danny Strable and Sam Hoyle. Now, they own a startup company called Rackhouse, and what they do to help market and provide high-quality whiskey to folks is quite a story. It's a great story. Hang in there. You're going to love this. This is exactly what you needed going into Thanksgiving and to Black Friday and also Cyber Monday. Rackhouse. I love saying the name. Rackhouse. Coming up next here on the Business News Hour.